This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
It's 8:06 at WCHL. We have 64 degrees. Sunshine today. High today in the middle 80s. Tonight clear with a low in the mid 60s and a slight chance of rain tomorrow. Bigger chance of rain on Saturday night and Sunday. Critics of the General Assembly have been outspoken against this Republican leadership. We've shared the liberal perspective on the legislature, but it's been difficult to get a conservative perspective here in Orange County. WCHL's Rachel Nash spoke with former North Carolina Senate candidate Dave Carter to hear his thoughts as this controversial legislative session comes to an end.
They've been all over the road. They've done some things that I would view as progressive, which I'm not a fan of either. I'm not a fan of the ultra-conservative crazies. And I see the current legislature, like the last legislature and the legislature for the past 12 years I've been following, they're driving all over the road, and sometimes they close their eyes and they pull the wheel left, and sometimes they open their eyes and they're going stream right.
Carter challenged current Senator Ellie Kinnaird in the 2012 election to represent the 23rd District. The Republican doesn't consider himself a moderate and leans more towards libertarian ideals. He says he gives this General Assembly the grade of a C.
They talk up a good thing, and then they get all carried away with minutia. They're really not doing some of the things that said that they would do.
Others, however, would not be so gracious with their opinion of this legislature, including the Moral Monday protesters. Each week since late April, protesters led by NAACP State Chapter President Reverend William Barber have gathered in Raleigh to rally against what they call regressive policies.
The Moral Monday stuff seems very fabricated, like it's almost backed by corporate sponsors. I kind of expect to see Reverend Barber walking around with a big thing on the back of his shoulder like you see a football player, sponsored by whomever.
More than 900 people have been arrested inside the General Assembly as part of the Moral Monday protests.
Just like, go get arrested, and we can say, look, we have 80 people arrested. That's not civil disobedience. That's just proving it with quota kind of stuff.
Activists were outraged recently when tighter abortion regulations swept through the General Assembly with little public notice tacked onto unrelated bills.
Well, I know there was some recent brouhaha over the abortion stuff. I think it was kind of tricky of them to do what they did, using rules in their own special way. They followed the rules, but they did it in a tricky way. I think they could have been a little bit more transparent on that.
Carter, who remains active in the Orange County Republican Party, says he's entertained the idea of running again, but says nothing is set at this point. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The state Senate gave final approval on Thursday to a bill that will tighten regulations for abortion providers here in North Carolina. Just hours later, the House passed drastic changes to the state's current election laws. House Bill 589 was revamped by Senate Republicans to include provisions that go beyond the original voter ID requirement. The new version of the bill shortens the early voting period in general elections from 17 down to 10 days, prohibits counties from extending early voting hours on the Saturday before Election Day to accommodate crowds, eliminates same-day voter registration during early voting, and eliminates straight ticket voting, among other provisions. One form of ID that would not be accepted is the student ID, and some believe this is targeting the college vote. Protesters, including Carolina students, have been rallying and have even been arrested at the General Assembly, outraged by the legislation. The abortion bill now goes to Governor Pat McCrory, who previously said he would sign it into law. Backers of the bill steadfastly pushed the bill through the General Assembly. Senate Republicans originally attached the measure to a bill concerning Sharia law. The next week, the abortion regulations were tacked on to a motorcycle safety measure, Senate Bill 353. That's the version now awaiting the governor's signature. Democrats and pro-choice advocates have criticized this legislation, saying it would close abortion clinics and force many women to resort to unsafe methods to have abortions. The bill makes regulations for abortion providers similar to those in ambulatory care centers without unduly restricting access. That's a quote. Only one abortion clinic in the state meets those standards. Lawmakers also want suspicious applicants for North Carolina's worker training and welfare program to get drug tested or fingerprinted. The state Senate gave that bill final legislative approval yesterday. It now goes to the governor. The measure would allow county social services departments that suspect a recipient is using drugs to require a test before getting benefits through the Work First programs. Applicants would have to pay for the test, but could be repaid if they test negative. welfare, and food stamps. Applicants also would see expanded background criminal history checks as agencies search for people with outstanding felony warrants or probation or parole violations. Counties could collect fingerprints to check applicants. Lawmakers in nearly 30 states around the country have introduced such bills. As we watch the continued fallout UNC is facing over athletic and academic scandals, a sexual assault federal investigation, and looming budget cuts, Chancellor Carol Folt, less than a month into her new job, said she was optimistic the university can overcome the challenges it faces. WCHL's Rand Northam has more.
In her first meetings with the Board of Trustees this week, Folt emphasized the importance of transparency as the university moves forward. Folt took over as the university's leader on July 1st, replacing former Chancellor Holden Thorpe, who is now provost at Washington University in St. Louis. In addition to the mountain of controversies still clouding the university, misconduct allegations surrounding Tar Heel basketball player P.J. Hairston have surfaced.
That's an area that, as chancellor, it's my obligation and interest to understand what's going on, but I also have wonderful people in place that really have the knowledge and the experience to learn, to help me learn, but to also deal with this in a way that makes sense for our students and for our institution.
Folt said she wanted to address UNC's quote-unquote shortcomings and marry a strong athletic program and academic program. The new chancellor will also face the challenge of guiding UNC through tough economic times. A $20.6 billion state budget awaits final approval from Governor Pat McCrory and calls for $66 million cuts to the UNC system.
As Carolina's done in the past, people are going to get together. They're going to work very hard to find ways that they can deal with those reductions in funding in ways that will not harm our ability to do our education and our research mission.
Folt told the Board of Trustees that she had met with Governor McCrory earlier this year and felt quote-unquote encouraged by their discussion. The budget calls for increasing tuition on out-of-state students by as much as 12.3%. UNC student body president Christy Lambden said he was concerned about the negative impact budget cuts will have on the campus.
That's going to have an impact, and what I really want to emphasize here is not just on the 18% of out-of-state students that we have, but will have an impact on 100% of the Carolina community. And that is really troubling, and it does provide a lot of concerns with relation to affordability and accessibility.
Folt also helped to welcome the new chair of the board, Lowry Cottle, as well as five new trustees. Cottle, who took over for former chair Wade Hargrove, said one of his goals as chair was to improve UNC's risk management. This includes a task force which will identify spots in the university's policies in light of the recent controversies.
Where do we have areas of potential risk for exposure and whatnot? I can't tell you, you know, where they are, but I can tell you that they're going to sift through the operations of the university and what we do and identify those and then pull out three to four big ones.
For more information on other topics covered at the Board of Trustees meeting yesterday, you can read this article on our website, chapelboro.com. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Amidst budget crunching at public universities all over the state, University of North Carolina Chancellor Carol Folt says her new UNC, her new university secured more than $777 million in research funding for 2013.
That was an increase of more than $11 million.
Carolina received its largest amount of funding from the National Institute of Health, which gave close to $367 million for research. That's close to half. While Folt says that the university is pushing for more diverse sources of funding, she says this increased funding from government agencies is a positive sign.
In this federal climate, that is an enormous accomplishment.
UNC has built two new research facilities in the past year, the Carolina Physical Science Complex and the Genome Sciences Building. Police are asking for your help if you have any information concerning a reported sexual assault that happened yesterday morning on the UNC campus. The victim, a female UNC student, was entering Carroll Hall at 8:15 a.m. and stated that the suspect came from behind and forcefully slapped her on the buttocks. The suspect then fled the building and was last seen heading south toward South Road. The suspect is an unidentified black male about 20 years old with dreadlocks, according to the victim. She got a good description. He was wearing a black, red, and white baseball cap with a royal blue skull cap underneath, long dark basketball shorts, a dark short-sleeved T-shirt, and a royal blue two-string backpack. The victim also reported the suspect may have been wearing neon-colored earbuds. Anyone with information, contact Chapel Hill Carborough UNC Crime Stoppers. Calls are confidential and anonymous. You can also submit information to Crime Stoppers online. You can get all the contact information on our website at chapelboro.com. 8:15. 15 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Elmo's Diner. The fun never stops at Elmo's Diner. Elmo's offers lunch, dinner, shakes, cakes, and so much more. Elmo's Diner at Carmel Mall in Carrboro. Traffic has been moving along fairly smoothly all morning long. It usually is a little lighter on Fridays for some reason. Now here's Rand Northup.
That is staying true this Friday. Everything moving smoothly right now. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway. Not reporting any accidents or delays. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right, thanks so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Stop in for a quick lunch today and select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides, all delicious. Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham off Mount Moriah Road. 64 degrees in Chapel Hill. Mostly sunny, high today in the middle 80s. Tonight mostly clear with a low 65. Tomorrow partly sunny with just a slight chance of rain in the afternoon. High tomorrow in the middle 80s. So great weather between now and tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night we'll get a 50-50 chance of rain. Same goes for Sunday. 50% chance that we're going to get wet.
Hello there. This is Wayne Pond. You are listening to the WCHL Morning News. Congratulations to Ron Sutt, the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters Personality of the Year. Ron Boy, good for you.
Thank you, Wayne. It's 8:17, 17 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. In the very first major education bill we've seen in the last decade, the U.S. House passed a bill last Friday that would undo many of the federal guidelines set in No Child Left Behind. The bill is called the Student Success Act. And in addition to giving states back control over curriculum, standards, and how to spend money on schools with primarily low-income, disabled, or non-English-speaking students, Vice President of the North Carolina Association of Educators, Mark Jewell, says the Student Success Act also gives schools less federal funding. Funding rates for education in this bill are kept at sequester rates.
Those would be resources that are desperately needed here in North Carolina that provide valuable dollars for our most vulnerable students.
Jewell says the NCAE is in favor of the bill's provisions to give more control back to the states, saying it's not wise at all to try and run a school district in North Carolina from Washington, D.C.
We do believe that the local school districts and the state as well should have some oversight as to how those dollars are spent.
The NCAE criticized No Child Left Behind for its measurement of success that Jewell says is too heavily based on testing.
That's where we have to make sure that this new bill comes out and it does not penalize students based on the pass-fail model, but on the growth of how much they've increased from the year before.
The White House has been working to create new education standards and giving out waivers to schools that are still underperforming. News around town. Your local Visitors Bureau Board has welcomed a new chairman and a new vice chair, Anthony Carey and Laura Hayes Morgan, respectively. Carey is a 20-year hospitality industry veteran. He will represent Orange County Hotels, while Morgan is the director of university events at UNC. Carey has been general manager of Chapel Hill Siena Hotel since 2006. Morgan is responsible for more than 250 UNC campus events each year. The Visitors Bureau Board serves in an advisory capacity to the Orange County Commissioners regarding visitor services in our county. And Durham Technical Community College has signed a memorandum of agreement with Appalachian State University that facilitates the continuation of honors work by Durham Tech graduates transferring into the Honors College at Appalachian. The Durham Tech Honors Program requires students to earn at least a B in all honors credit courses and to maintain an overall GPA of at least 3.5. The agreement begins with the fall 2013 semester and will continue indefinitely. If you'd like more information on our news around town stories, all you need to do is visit our website at chapelboro.com. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. The U.S. Track and Field and Cross Country Coaches Association has announced the 2013 All-Academic Distinctions for the outdoor season, meriting 6 Tar Heels to the men and women's list. Rising senior Leanne Farber, rising junior Cameron Overstreet, and rising sophomores Sarah Howard and Tori Kemp made the women's All-Academic Honor Roll. Rising senior Ryan Ramsey and rising sophomore Houston Summers were named at the men's Honor Roll. To qualify for this, The student-athlete must have compiled a cumulative grade point average of 3.25 and must have participated in any round of the NCAA Division I championships, including preliminaries. A total of 710 women from 187 different institutions and 448 men from 149 institutions earned all academic honors for their continued efforts in competition and in the classroom in 2013. Farber, Howard, Kemp, Overstreet, and Ramsey were also named All-ACC academic for the outdoor season in June. You can get a full release from USC Athletics on our website. View it there, chapelboro.com. And Washington Mystics point guard Ivory Latta, who had just an amazing career at Carolina, was selected to the 2013 Eastern Conference All-Star team. The team announced, the league announced Tuesday night. The game takes place in Connecticut. A first-time All-Star, Ivory Latta currently leads Washington in scoring, averaging 14.4 points a game, 3.9 assists per game, and 2.7 rebounds. Latta was an off-season acquisition for the Mystics, who signed her after she opted not to re-sign with the Tulsa Shock after they selected guard Skylar Dickens out of Notre Dame in the 2013 WNBA draft. Washington is Latta's fourth team in her six-year career. And as usual, you can read the full story from UNC Athletics on our website, chapelboro.com. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ron Stutz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
ACC football camps open next week, and it's a two-horse race, both from the same stable. This is Art Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. While pondering what might happen to the ACC, there is always scuttlebutt that two programs will someday be moving to the SEC. And those two were the overwhelming preseason picks as the best two teams heading into the 2013 campaign. Problem is, they cannot meet in the ACC championship game. That determines the league's entry into the last round of the BCS. Clemson and Florida State, both in the ACC Atlantic, got 110 votes as the most likely team to win the league. The other 12 schools got a total of 10 votes. So that says something about creating a flex system that would allow the two best teams to meet for the league title, not automatically the Atlantic Division winner versus the Coastal Division winner. This fall, at least, it's the Big Two and the best of the rest. Clemson got 815 points from the voters to win the Atlantic, behind reigning ACC Player of the Year quarterback Taj Boyd. Florida State garnered 731 points as the second-place pick. Next on the line, more than 240 votes away, was NC State under new coach Dave Doran. In the Coastal Division, the first four picks were separated by less than 240 points, from Miami to Virginia Tech to UNC to Georgia Tech. Each of those schools got first-place votes to win the division. So if it turns out to be that way and the ACC wants to get two schools into the BCS games before the 14 playoff begins in 2014, then the two best teams ought to meet in Charlotte in December. Sure, Clemson and Florida State will have already played, but we've had rematches in the ACC championship game before. That is less important than the ACC's best team getting upset in the title game, and the real class of the league goes down the 2-2 for another season. Why are Clemson and Florida State so head and shoulders above the rest of the league in the eyes of the pundits? Their facilities are nice, but no nicer than others around the ACC, and their coaches are hardly household names. Dabo Sweeney and Jimbo Fisher both were assistants just a few short years ago. The simple answer is that both have more better players than everyone else, and it wouldn't surprise me if both were recruiting the good old SEC way. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
It's summer and we're all spending more time playing sports and enjoying outdoor activities. With that means more injuries, bumps, and bruises. That's why UNC Family Medicine is your one-stop shop for treating injuries. You'll be cared for by the same staff that works with UNC teams and Chapel Hill Carborough school sports. From on-site x-rays to physical therapy, UNC Family Medicine is here. And you can make appointments easily on the web at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Time for a quiz. What Chapel Hill Group is investing in our local environment by buying carbon offsets, planting new trees, and ensuring toxic elements don't get into our water supply? And what Chapel Hill Group generously donates to hundreds of local social causes every day of every week of every year? The answer? Chapel Hill's business community. Surprised? You shouldn't be. Local business owners understand that commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals community. Commerce Plus in Chapel Hill. Find out more at opentobusiness.biz.
Summer is finally here, and it's time for that well-deserved family vacation. The road is calling. selling, and right now at Performance BMW, you can get exceptional offers, such as financing as low as 0.9% for up to an unbelievable 72 months on select certified pre-owned models, while other financing options are as low as 2.9% for up to 72 months, such as the 2010 BMW 328i for $384 per month.
Wow!
At Performance BMW, your options are virtually limitless. Performance BMW is known for the promise and the wow. The promise is your guarantee you'll always receive extraordinary service from expertly trained people, all for a superb value. Visit PerformanceBMWChapelHill.com, where you can also read customer comments about their award-winning service. BL1853, 72-month purchase at 2.9% APR. $2,500 due at signing, excludes tax, tag, and 549 dock fee. Based on selling price of $27,861. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS on select models for a specified term. See dealer for details. Take delivery before June 30th, 2013. Certified pre-owned BMWs come with a protection plan for up to 6 years or 100,000 miles from the original purchase date. BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader.
Good morning. It is 826 at WCHL. Thank goodness it is Friday. And I just want to say that last night we had a ball at University Mall. The Sweet Carolina Concert Series wrapped up with the summertime. And Jim Quick and Coastline just put on a great show. It was great weather, great crowd, and just couldn't have been better. And a lot of folks tell me that they listen to WCHL from wherever they are in the world, streaming live 24/7 on chapelbro.com. And if, listen, if you're constantly on the go but want to keep up with all the latest news and entertainment from the Chapel Hill Carborough community, then it's time you downloaded the new Chapelbro 2.0 iPhone app, if you haven't already. All your favorite news, sports columns, scenes around town, photo galleries, and, of course, streaming WCHL live right there in the palm of your hand on your iPhone. Visit chapelbro.com today to follow the instructions to install the app today. It'll only take you about 30 seconds, and it's well worth it.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
You wouldn't start a home repair project without the right tools, and if you're starting your own business, the right tools are essential to success. At the UPS store, we have a small business startup toolkit that includes a private mailbox, packing services, flyers, brochures, business cards, and more. What's in your small business toolkit? Ask about our small business startup toolkit today at the UPS stores. We love small business, and we love logistics.
The University Stores on Fordham Boulevard, next to the Chapel Hill University Inn, Meadowmont, and Chapel Hill North.
This is Allison Savage. I'd like to invite you and your friends to Independent Animal Rescue's 11th Annual Painted Chair and More Auction, Saturday, July 27th from 5 to 9 p.m. at the American Legion Hall in Chapel Hill. Enjoy great music, food and drinks, and bid on original artwork, jewelry, and artist-decorated furniture in support of IAR's animal welfare programs. Tickets are $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Go to animalrescue.net or call 403-2221. Thanks to WCHL for supporting Independent Animal Rescue.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Open Eye Cafe. It's half off, $20 towards any refreshments, available until midnight for $10. Located in the heart of Carborough, Open Eye is known for its welcoming vibe and for serving award-winning coffee, whole leaf tea, wine, and beer. Once there, you'll be able to choose from coffees roasted in-house by Good Food Award-winning Carborough Coffee Roasters, and over 30 varieties of whole leaf tea. It's half off from Open Eye Cafe. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This is Roy Williams, and I'm the head basketball coach at the University of North Carolina, as long as Ron Stutz lets me be that. Ron Boy, I said, I can remember when you had more hair. I can remember when you were a lot slimmer. Regretfully, I don't have anything else to do, so my alarm clock goes off every morning, and who do I listen to? I listen to you, so maybe I'm still living a deprived life. This is Roy Williams, and thanks, Ron Stutz. You've done a great job of waking everybody up in Chapel Hill and Carborough. After you wake them up, you probably put them to sleep again.
Thank you so much, Ron Stutz, for waking up Chapel Hill and Carborough on WCHL.
Good morning, Ron. Thanks for waking up the Chapel Hill Carborough community.
Thank you, Ron Stutz, for waking up Chapel Hill.
Thanks, Ron Stutz, for waking up Chapel Hill and Carborough.
Ron, thanks for all you've done and for waking up Chapel Hill.
Thanks, Ron Stutz, for waking up Chapel Hill and Carborough.
I want to thank Ron Stutz for waking up Chapel Hill and Carborough.
This is Mick Mixon speaking. Ron, thank you so much for waking up Chapel Hill in your own style.
Incredible.
Fairly awake this morning. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carboro weather brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. You know, they serve the best tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, and they have that great chewy ice, guaranteed to taste great, and they're only 79 cents. Cruisers, good to go. 64 degrees in Chapel Hill, 63 in Carboro, also 63 in Hillsboro this morning. Mostly sunshine, high today in the middle 80s. Tonight mostly clear with a low of 65. Tomorrow we're looking at partly sunny skies, just a slight chance of a shower or thunder shower in the afternoon. High tomorrow about 85. Tomorrow night, 50-50 chance of rain moving in with a low in the upper 60s. Then on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a 50-50 chance of rain.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carboro community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Gary Nahn. A man charged with kidnapping and abusing three women in Cleveland may never face trial.
The attorneys for Ariel Castro, charged with holding three women prisoner for 10 years in his house in Cleveland, are considering a plea agreement. No deal has been finalized. However, one appears to be very close.
CBS's Pat Milton. Both sides will appear this morning in a final pre-trial hearing.
The defense team has been trying to get this to happen for weeks. They want to avoid the death penalty, and the prosecutors, the benefit to them could be they could avoid a long trial.
WOIO-TV reporter Ed Gallick.
Even the police officers are hoping that there will be a plea deal because they don't want the victims to testify. They just want to be sure that there is enough time that there is no way Ariel Castro will ever walk the streets freely again.
The three women were rescued from a house in East Cleveland almost 3 months ago after being held captive. Castro has been in jail since his arrest. CBS News Update. I'm Gary Nunn.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
I'm Ron Stutz. As you know, critics of the General Assembly have been very outspoken against its Republican leadership. We've shared the liberal perspective on the legislature, but it's been difficult to get a conservative perspective here in Orange County. WCHL's Rachel Nash has covered Moral Monday each week during those events. She spoke with former North Carolina Senate candidate Dave Carter to hear his thoughts as this controversial legislative session comes to an end.
They've been all over the road. They've done some things that I would view as progressive, which I'm not a fan of either. I'm not a fan of the ultra-conservative crazies. And I see the current legislature, like the last legislature and the legislature for the past 12 years I've been following, they're driving all over the road, and sometimes they close their eyes and they pull the wheel left, and sometimes they open their eyes and they're going stream right.
Carter challenged current Senator Ellie Kinnaird in the 2012 election to represent the 23rd District. The Republican doesn't consider himself a moderate and leans more towards libertarian ideals. He says he gives this General Assembly the grade of a C.
They talk up a good thing, and then they get all carried away with minutia. They're really not doing some of the things that said that they would do.
Others, however, would not be so gracious with their opinion of this legislature, including the Moral Monday protesters. Each week since late April, protesters led by NAACP State Chapter President Reverend William Barber have gathered in Raleigh to rally against what they call regressive policies.
The Moral Monday stuff seems very fabricated, like it's almost backed by corporate sponsors. I kind of expect to see Reverend Barber walking around with a big thing on the back of his shoulder like you see a football player, sponsored by whomever.
More than 900 people have been arrested inside the General Assembly as part of the Moral Monday protests.
It's like, go get arrested, and we can say, look, we have 80 people arrested. That's not civil disobedience. That's just proving it with quota kind of stuff.
Activists were outraged recently when tighter abortion regulations swept through the General Assembly with little public notice tacked onto unrelated bills.
Well, I know there was recent brouhaha over the abortion stuff. I think it was kind of tricky of them to do what they did, using rules in their own special way. They followed the rules, but they did it in a tricky way. I think they could have been a little bit more transparent on that.
Carter, who remains active in the Orange County Republican Party, says he's entertained the idea of running again, but says nothing is set at this point. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thanks, Rachel. Now, more on those controversial abortion restrictions. The state Senate gave final approval Thursday to a bill that will tighten regulations for abortion providers in North Carolina. And hours later, the House passed drastic changes to the state's current election laws. House Bill 589 was revamped by Senate Republicans on Tuesday to include provisions that go beyond the original voter ID requirement. The new version of the bill shortens the early voting period in general elections from 17 down to just 10 days, prohibits counties from extending early voting hours on the Saturday before Election Day to accommodate crowds, eliminates same-day voter registration during early voting, and eliminates straight ticket voting, among other provisions. One form of ID that would not be accepted is the student ID. Some think this is targeting the collegiate vote. Protesters, including UNC students, have been rallying and have even been arrested at the General Assembly, outraged because of the legislation. The abortion bill now goes to the governor, who previously said he would sign it into law. Backers of the bill steadfastly pushed the bill through the General Assembly. Senate Republicans originally attached a measure to a bill concerning Sharia law. The next week, the abortion regulations were tacked on to a motorcycle safety measure, Senate Bill 353. It is that version that now awaits the governor's signature. Democrats and pro-choice advocates have criticized this legislation, saying it would close abortion clinics and force many women to resort to unsafe methods to have an abortion. The bill makes regulations for abortion providers similar to those in ambulatory care centers without unduly restricting access. Only one abortion clinic in the entire state of North Carolina meets those standards. Lawmakers want suspicious applicants for North Carolina's worker training and welfare program to be drug tested or fingerprinted. The state Senate gave the bill final approval in the legislature yesterday. It now goes to the governor. The measure would allow county social services departments that suspect the recipient is using drugs to require a test before getting benefits through the Work First program. Now, applicants applying for welfare would have to pay for the test up front, but could be repaid if they test negative. Welfare and food stamps applicants also would see expanded background criminal history checks as agencies search for people with outstanding felony warrants or probation or parole violations. Counties could collect fingerprints to check applicants. Lawmakers in nearly 30 states around the country have introduced such bills. As we watch the continued fallout the university is facing over athletic and academic scandals, a sexual assault federal investigation, and looming budget cuts, Chancellor Carol Folt, less than a month into her new job, says she's optimistic the university can overcome all the challenges it faces. WCHL's Rand Northam has the story.
In her first meetings with the Board of Trustees this week, Folt emphasized the importance of transparency as the university moves forward. Folt took over as the university's leader on July 1st, replacing former Chancellor Holden Thorpe, who is now provost at Washington University in St. Louis. In addition to the mountain of controversy still clouding the university, misconduct allegations surrounding Tar Heel basketball player P.J. Hairston have surfaced.
That's an area that, as chancellor, it's my obligation and interest to understand what's going on, but I also have wonderful people in place that really have the knowledge and the experience to learn, to help me learn, but to also deal with this in a way that makes sense for our students and for our institution.
Folt said she wanted to address UNC's quote-unquote shortcomings and marry a strong athletic program and academic program. The new chancellor will also face the challenge of guiding UNC through tough economic times. A $20.6 billion state budget awaits final approval from Governor Pat McCrory and calls for $66 million cuts to the UNC system.
As Carolina's done in the past, people are going to get together. They're going to work very hard to find ways that they can deal with those reductions in funding in ways that will not harm our ability to do our education and our research mission.
Folt told the Board of Trustees that she had met with Governor McCrory earlier this year and felt quote-unquote encouraged by their discussion. The budget calls for increasing tuition on out-of-state students by as much as 12.3%. UNC student body president Christy Lambden said he was concerned about the negative impact budget cuts will have on the campus.
That's going to have an impact, and what I really want to emphasize here is not just on the 18% of out-of-state students that we have, but will have an impact on 100% of the Carolina community. And that is really troubling, and it does provide a lot of concerns with relation to affordability and accessibility.
Folt also helped to welcome the new chair of the board, Lowry Cottle, as well as five new trustees. Cottle, who took over for former chair Wade Hargrove, said one of his goals as chair was to improve UNC's risk management. This includes a task force which will identify spots in the university's policies in light of the recent controversies.
Where do we have areas of potential risk for exposure and whatnot? I can't tell you, you know, where they are, but I can tell you that they're going to sift through the operations of the university and what we do and identify those and then pull out 3 to 4 big ones.
For more information on other topics covered at the Board of Trustees meeting yesterday, you can read this article on our website, chapelboro.com. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Amidst budget crunching at public universities in North Carolina, UNC Chancellor Folt says her new university secured more than $777 million in research funding for 2013.
That was an increase of more than $11 million.
UNC received its largest amount of funding from the National Institute of Health, which gave close to $367 million for research. While Folt says the university is pushing for more diverse sources of funding, she says the increased funding from government agencies is a positive sign.
In this federal climate, that is an enormous accomplishment.
The university has built 2 new research facilities in the past year, the Carolina Physical Science Complex and the Genome Sciences Building. WCHL News Time, 8:41. We have Raleigh Mann with today's commentary coming up next. He talks about changes from the IFC construction over on Martin Luther King Boulevard. That'll be followed by what you're saying on the street. The subject is teacher salaries.
I'm Gerald Vermoyne, General Manager of Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. I talk a lot about the performance promise, so I want to clearly define what that means. Number one, value. We will do whatever it takes to earn and keep your business. Case in point, 2013 Subaru leases start at $159 per month, such as a 2013 Subaru Impreza 2.0i. Wow! With interest rates as low as 0% for up to 60 months on select 2013 Subarus, July is truly a month to add a Subaru to your family. Number two, service. I'm not just talking about run-of-the-mill customer service. I'm talking about customer enthusiasm. Number three, people. Our staff is dedicated to earning your respect, your loyalty, and most of all, your enthusiasm. Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceSubaru.com.
D3569, DJA01. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $25.99 total due at signing. Includes $500 lease cash and zero security deposit based on MSRP of $18,665. And selling price of $17,999. Financing with approved credit. See dealer for details. Take delivery before July 30th, 2013. Subaru offers one of the most fuel-efficient all-wheel drive vehicles in America. Test drive yours today at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill.
So why wait? It's Christmas in July.
Have you given up on organized religion? What if you found a church that was fun, energetic, encouraging, diverse, and actually made a difference in the world? This is Kenner Fenner, pastor of Grace Church of Chapel Hill, and I want to invite you to try a new kind of church. We believe in truth, but practice grace. We're into Jesus and social justice. We are young and old, married and single. We are white, black, Hispanic, and Asian. We are Democrats, Republicans, and Independents. And we have a blast doing life together. Check us out. It may be the best hour of your week. Grace Church, online at gracelife.com.
When you think of Harrington Bank, do you think green? No, not that kind of green. Sustainability green. At Harrington Bank, we're the first bank in the nation to earn Green Plus certification. And the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce has just selected us Sustainable Business of the Year. For Harrington Bank, going green is a smart business decision that strengthens our local economy, environment, and community. Stop by one of our 3 convenient locations in Chapel Hill. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
68 degrees in Chapel Hill, 8:43.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. The landscape has changed along Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard near Homestead Road. Up on that bluff on the west side, trees are missing. Workers are clearing that site to prepare it for construction of a community house for homeless men, a project of the Interfaith Council for Social Service. This is just preliminary work. Serious construction on the 2-story, 52-bed facility will start in the spring. I don't like to see trees cut down, but this is for a good cause in my view, and I realize not everyone agrees. Some neighbors fear that the presence of homeless men equals danger. Being without a home is terrible, but that's the reality for 3.5 million people every year in our country. And it's not always about drug abuse. In fact, many people find themselves in this fix through no fault of their own. Loss of job, loss of loved ones, divorce, family disputes. Those who are without a home face a big challenge trying to return to their normal lives again. Caring people and organizations that create emergency shelters and transitional housing help these folks get back on their feet, and that's why IFC is building this shelter. For 50 years, the IFC has provided a beacon of hope to our neighbors who have needed a helping hand. Chapel Hill can be proud of its support of this important resource that reflects the nobler values of our community. Now, its executive director, Chris Moran, is retiring after 30 years of hard work. Chris's efforts have helped a lot of people in those 30 years. Chapel Hill is grateful. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
What You're Saying on the Street. Presented by ISIS IT. What You're Saying on the Street.
I'm Matt Oaks. We all know that most teachers are not highly paid, but did you know that North Carolina ranks dead last in the U.S. for teacher salary growth over the past decade? We hit the streets to get people's reactions.
I'm Samantha Bryant from Hillsboro. Well, I'm a teacher, so it makes me really sad and makes me consider whether I can continue to be a teacher.
My name is Lori Buck, Chapel Hill. It's shameful. It's an abomination and a disgrace.
My name is Frank Abbott. I'm from Chapel Hill. I think it's a tragedy the way we espouse education. I would like to see that problem rectified, that we're paying these teachers. They're taking care of our children. They need to be compensated for it.
Diane Weinstein. I'm from here at Chapel Hill. I think it's deplorable. I think it's a terrible thing. I feel that if this current administration wishes to bring big business to North Carolina, they're absolutely going in the wrong direction. And I'm really ashamed to hear that our state is at the bottom.
How do you feel about the low pay for NC teachers?
My name is Bill Ashworth. I live out in a community called Calvander, between Carver and Hilbert. They should be paid better. I know they don't get I know they're worse paid.
Joe Wyrick, and I'm from Chapel Hill. As the mother of a school-aged child in North Carolina's public schools, I think it's very disturbing. I think we really need to address this in order to keep the high quality of education that our children deserve.
I'm from Durham. My name's Albert Long. I'm coming over here to pick up my tea for our Bible study in Chapel Hill today. Well, you know, I'm sorry to hear that. I've always questioned the lottery. Now, I realize one thing right now, and that is that the money from the lottery is supposed to go, and I'm sure it is. Because they say you can check that out and it'll tell you every dime it goes. But if that's the case and these millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars, why are we having a problem like that? Because our education system, they're going down so fast it isn't funny.
That's What You're Saying on the Street. On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at IGotFixed.com.
Let me add just a few words to that. Deplorable, disgusting, and downright embarrassing. Don't you think? WCHL's traffic and weather together now. This traffic report brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda, South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Now, with your morning traffic on WCHL, once again, here's Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. We do have one accident that's been reported. It's been reported by a user of the app that we take a look at to report the traffic, but it's not causing any backup, so that could be a false report. But do want to let you know about it just in case you see an accident. This is on the Durham Freeway northbound, just past the I-40 interchange. So be on the lookout there if you're traveling in that area. Again, not seeing any delays as we take a look at the traffic cams, but could see an accident there and could cause some problems. So still use caution and continue to use caution wherever you're traveling. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely. Things moving smoothly this morning, though, Ron.
Got any plans for the weekend?
Rest. I think rest is one. I'll be on the WCHL Morning News tomorrow and Sunday morning as well.
So. Oh, boy. There's no rest for the weary, is
there? That's right.
Oh, well. Appreciate you doing that.
Certainly.
You'll catch up sleep sometime when... Maybe when Aaron Keck gets back to town.
That or when I'm dead.
Yeah, I know that feeling. Hey, listen, thanks much.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, presented by Elmo's Diner. When life demands more than just breakfast, Elmo's offers lunch, dinner, shakes, cakes, and so much more. Elmo's Diner. Very popular place at Carmel Mall in Carrboro. 68 degrees in Chapel Hill, 67 in Carrboro. Also 67 this morning in Hillsboro. Mostly sunshine today. High today in the middle 80s. Tonight mostly clear with a low down around 65. Tomorrow, pretty nice day. Just a slight chance for showers and thundershowers in the afternoon. High tomorrow about 85. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms as more clouds move in. Low tomorrow night in the upper 60s. And then on Sunday, if you're wondering about that, doing some traveling this weekend, Sunday might not be the best day to do it. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Our high is in the low 80s, which sounds pretty good, but a 50-50 chance of rain, and that will extend all the way through Sunday night as well. 8:50, 10 minutes until 9 o'clock, WCHL.
Cater your next special event anywhere in the Triangle and beyond with award-winning Dickie's Barbecue Pit. We will customize for weddings, rehearsal dinners, family reunions, graduations, and more. Simple or fancy, from box lunches, pickup buffets, through full-service catering. Talk to us, your catering experts. Big or small, we can do it all. With 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides, you'll have a special event that is tasty and affordable. Dickie's, located in Durham, off Mount Moriah Road, also in Cary and downtown Raleigh.
Hi, I'm Charlie Quayle with Chimneys Plus. What's one of the worst energy loss culprits in your home? The fireplace. That's why more and more homeowners are making the change from the old drafty fireplaces of the past to a modern 21st century fireplace. Let Chimneys Plus show you why energy-conscious homeowners are discovering high-efficiency Lennox gas and wood-burning fireplaces. Find us on the web at ChimneysPlusGutters.com. That's ChimneysPlusGutters.com.
You might think we've seen enough heat and water this summer, but on Friday night, July 26th, from 7 to 10 p.m., at the University Inn Ballroom near Time Out Sports Bar, Liquid Pleasure is turning up the heat with a charity concert for Paws Forever to benefit the animals in Orange and surrounding counties. Check out our events page at pawsforever.org for Liquid Summer 2013 to purchase your tickets or make a donation. Thanks, WCHL, for caring about the animals in our community.
Now, that's going to be fun. Liquid Pleasure.
Hi, this is Jones Angel from the Tar Heel Sports Network, and I don't need to tell you, but you are listening to the WCHL Morning News with the legendary voice of Chapel Hill, Ron Stutz.
Thank you, Jones. It's 8:52 at WCHL, 8 minutes until 9 o'clock, and I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to hearing Jones play-by-play with Carolina football this season. High expectations for the Carolina football team, and Tar Heels can compete for the ACC title this season. A lot of good things coming out of camp, and Coach Fedora and the Tar Heels will be exciting to watch. There is no question about that. You remember Wayne Pond's word of the day? What was it? If you can remember that, call me at 919-929-WCHL. Tell me the word, spell it correctly, and define it correctly. If you could do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card from Cruisers, convenience marketplace. It's all brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Your number to call, once again, phone's ringing already, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Catherine Leaf is today's WCHL hometown hero. She was nominated by her sister, Ann Krebs.
She's spent many years working for the Orange County Council on Aging, specializing in helping people with insurance, especially Medicare. And every time there were Medicare changes, she would study up on that and go to the various senior centers and give talks and advise people and help them. And she started a program which helps people with insurance problems. And she also does personal things, people that are having trouble with their bank accounts or they've been taken advantage of by different people, even family members, and just is generally a nice person. And she has several elderly people she visits, takes them out to lunch or just checks on them, takes them to the movies, makes sure they're okay.
Talking about your basic hometown heroes, Catherine Leith is a great example for others to follow. And Ann says that kind of generous spirit, caring about others, really runs in the family.
She's just so giving. Our parents were very involved in the refugee program. And so we often had refugee families staying in our house and very giving background that we grew up with. And then our parents started the Cambodian refugee program, so that continued on as an example.
Catherine Leith is always trying to make life better for other people. She makes our community a better place in which to live. And the folks at the Senior Center really appreciate her, too.
And she just thinks of different things. She finds out somebody's very sick, and she goes over and takes Propel water to them, and is really thoughtful as far as calling or visiting or cards. And she's continuing to work at the Seymour Center. She's doing some columns. For years, she wrote a column every month for the Herald Sun on different advice. Everybody seemed to appreciate that.
Thanks, Ann, for the nomination. Catherine Leith of Chapel Hill, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
And thanks for the phone calls this morning. I was not able to answer all of them, but thank you especially to Dexter Louie of Chapel Hill, called in with the word of the day. It is tintinnabulation. T-I-N-T-I-N-N-A-B-U-L-A-T-I-O-N. Tintinnabulation. It means ringing of the bells. And Dexter Louie gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Thank you so much. And Wayne will be back next. He'll be back on Monday with another word here on WCHL. We always do it at about 10 minutes until 8 o'clock.
Mark Vitale's All About Insurance Agency has taken care of families and businesses in Chapel Hill since 1993. All About Insurance carries every line of insurance you and your family would need. Auto, home, renters, commercial insurance for businesses large and small, life insurance and 401k plans, plus health care insurance. In fact, All About Insurance carries the absolute lowest rates for new young drivers. So call AAI today at 919-933-4000 or go online at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle at the Carolina Inn inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge and no reservations to attend. For more information, visit CarolinaInn.com.
Do you love keeping up with all the latest news and entertainment in Chapel Hill and Carrboro?
Yes!
Well, look no further. The Chapelboro 2.0 app is here. All of your favorite news, sports, columns, scene around town photo galleries, and of course, streaming WCHL 97.9 live. Already have the old Chapelboro app? No sweat. Visit chapelboro.com today to follow the instructions to install the new one. Out with the old and in with the new. It's as simple as that. Visit chapelboro.com today.
Now at AT&T, come in and get half off the newest smartphones. You know, the good stuff. When you trade in your current smartphone and sign a qualifying two-year agreement. So you can get the HTC One 32GB, Samsung Galaxy S4 16GB, and even the BlackBerry Q10 for $99.99. Until now, you probably figured you'd seen it all. And then when you're looking the other way, AT&T announces that they've got the latest, greatest smartphones for $99.99 each when you use your trade-in value. Now from AT&T, rethink possible.
AT&T, the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Limited time offer. Select locations in store only. Subject to change. Purchase smartphone for $199.99 with two-year agreement with minimum monthly voice and data plan and receive $100 instant savings with qualified trade-in 3 years or newer. Early termination and other fees and terms apply. Visit the store for offer details. Limited 4G LTE availability. Claim based on a comparison of U.S. national carriers' average 4G LTE download speed for Android and Windows smartphones and iPhone 5.
Are you looking for new customers? Try Our Local Deal, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With Our Local Deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at OurLocalDeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit OurLocalDeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
Start your day with Ron Stutz and catch Stephanie Miller, 9 to noon, here on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carver weather presented by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Listen, if burgers are not your thing, enjoy Five Guys grilled kosher beef hot dogs dressed with any or all of 15 free toppings. Five Guys, Menomont Village in Chapel Hill. It's 69 degrees in Chapel Hill, 68 in Carborough, mostly sunshine today. High today, 85. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. High tomorrow, 85 degrees. On tomorrow night, low 68 with a 50-50 chance of rain. And then on Sunday, 50% chance of rain as well, with a high in the low 80s.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business. Find out more on the web at open.